Gossip. Thank you guys for checking out another great episode on gossip. Remember, gossip is what's true to you. It may not be true amongst the masses, but it's true to us. Don't forget to get the book, Rise of the Black Woman. The latest version is on Amazon for like $15, written by Kanoon Morel. This book will be historic. I promise you it will stand the test of time. Stop by our store, ninthdimension.com, and pick up some soul apparel. Now back to the episode. Gossip.
Wait, nigga, everybody gonna fuck it. Boy, men gonna fuck men. Women gonna fuck women.
That'll probably be a realm where there is no fucking. Sex ain't involved in that realm.
Just protocol.
That's right. Sex ain't involved in that realm.
I'm taking everything. Hell, people that don't know how deep that shit is with decision making, nigga. That shit can change it up, the whole game plan up, nigga.
Yeah, just the fact that you got a decision to make. Because mm-hmm. the decision was taken away from you. Mm-hmm.
The woman can't look at you in a certain way, and you can't look at that woman a certain way. Mm-hmm. They doing the same shit you do here. Ain't no separation. Mm-hmm. Everybody the same. Yeah, yeah. The reason you want a bitch with a pussy is how she conduct herself going to the pussy. Madam, everybody pay attention, but oh yeah, you got a bitch, you got a pussy, but it's how she carries herself to make you want the pussy more. If everybody the same, nigga, pussy, you still go get the pussy, but it ain't gonna mean more. It ain't gonna mean that much.
Me personally, I think in a realm like that, nigga, there is no pussy getting.
Ain't no pussy getting.
It's just over with. All that shit don't exist on this realm. You know what I'm saying? We done went to a whole nother realm. Well, there is no none of that. We robotic around here. We do what the fuck we been programmed to do. Or you could say told to do.
You say money make the world, conflict make the world go round. If ain't no conflict and everybody on protocol, nigga, what the fuck? It's too plain to exist.
That's why they were talking about, like the movie The Matrix and shit, talk about how he was like, that nigga say in the first world, I don't even remember exactly how he put that shit, but he was like, the first world, everything was good. People hated it because they were like, they didn't have shit to do. You know what I'm saying? They hated it. So they were like, so in the next world, we decided to goddamn give them an opposite. You know what I'm saying? Give them some controversy. And people been happy since they got the controversy.
And peep this shit. We all be trying to find these damn females out. Why they so damn crazy? Nigga, what if they right, nigga? Conflict is why they be like, they want the conflict because they look at the world a different way than we is. We want peace, so they looking at it like it's too boring to do that. And they might be right, because conflict run the world. So if they wasn't here with conflict, we'll be in our world of peace, want peace all the time. Men want peace.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they right. Because the conflict would run the world.
Conflict is what run the world. I see it as the woman is the creator of the world through her womb.
So they know what's going on.
I'm thinking either she know what's going on or she creating what's going on. Because if she didn't have the conflict, it could possibly be a world that didn't have no conflict.
Yep. And that plain shit gonna get on your nerves. So what we hating in a bitch, she getting on our nerve, but take it away and see what might happen.
What you hate in the world, you take it away and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
I got to think it over. I'm like, she might be right. They just getting on our damn nerve, but damn, it might be the way it need to happen. And they looking at it like we crazy, like they don't get it. But bitch, ain't nobody been smart enough to break the meal. You or any other nigga to break it down like this. No, I want a bitch so smart to break it down, nigga, see shit and tell me. Bitch, if you tell me, then we can get right.
You know, that's the problem.
But a bitch ain't gonna never come and get that beat with you.
That's the problem I have with a lot of women.
Bitch ain't gonna never come
and I know women be mad at me for saying this shit, but a lot of women don't have the internal guidance to be able to tell you no deep shit like that because they too busy living externally in the masculine energy versus in the feminine energy.
That bitch come you and break it down like, I mean, now I'm thinking like, If bitches had the intellect to come, nigga, we'll see more shit. But they don't never come. That's why you think so many men still like y'all ain't worth a shit. You get on my nerve. Cause that, but that come from a bitch ain't never came to you with some real shit. Don't make you see some shit.
Most of the time, it's the men coming to the real shit. Because the men...
But they ain't taking it, but we the ones that do it.
Yeah, but right now, what they ain't recognizing that the men is tapped into their feminine. The women got to tap back into theirs.
See the shit, man. Let you get your mind made. Bitch ain't never been that close to come that deep to make a nigga... Bitch, I be like, bitch, have you ever been deep the way you made a nigga? Nah, they always don't listen. Bitch, call it, you ever thought you ain't never brought nothing to the table to make the motherfucker listen? It's out there. Nigga, we just broke a code. We break codes every fucking day to make a motherfucker see some shit. Well, you can't rebut the shit, nigga. This is what we do. Break code. Bitch, I ain't never heard a bitch. They might get like Joseph. That motherfucker, they'll come with some shit, but... Bitch, have you made a nigga say, I got it and turn my whole mind around? Like, damn. A bitch would have came to me and said, but I've been like, shit, a whole lot of called your ass. I said, kid, that bitch done laid a jewel on me, nigga. I ain't never called your ass. We all talking about pussy we gonna get in life. We gonna love this motherfucker, go to marriage. We ain't never said a bitch dropped a jewel.
Nigga. Hey, but that called, I'm gonna be honest, that called Jesus in a way. Jesus is in their way, and that's just how I feel. I think Jesus is in their way so that they can't tap into that feminine like they need to, because they still thinking about this exterior man. That's just my opinion on this shit, though. I'm like, get rid of that nigga and get all the way within yourself.
Drop jewels.
So you can drop some jewels.
We drop jewels on each other and get up out of here.
So that she can do what she's supposed to do, and that's lead the spiritual. Man. Let man lead the physical, and she lead the spiritual, like the fuck we were created to do.
And then they so fucked. Then we've been dealing with females so long, it take away from us, cause we done got so used to not looking for the jewel. We just want a bit. We trying to work to bit, love me and leave the peace part. The way our mind can't go to, I wish a bitch would drop a jewel on me. It's holding up back from what we really want, because we got to work on the part. Bitch, you done treat us so bad, we trying to get to the point. Fuck the jewel. We trying to get the peace with your damn dumb ass. Mm-hmm. Figure you out there. Well, we can't go no farther. Can't look no far. But you got us right stopped right here, because it's so hard to get to that motherfucker so we can get there. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I need you to drop jewels on nigga so we can come together and with some good decision making. Bitch, we ain't nowhere near that. We trying to get to the point of peace with your dumb ass.
Yeah, because she focused on the wrong shit. She focused on
the peace with
the exterior shit, which men need to be focused on the exterior shit, and she need to focus on the interior shit. Like, we both can't be focused on exterior shit. We just can't. We off balance.
I want a nigga
to
peep that shit. You don't never have a conversation with a nigga that a bitch done dropped a jewel on. You talking about she getting better, nigga. Or she worse. Or she getting
better. Nah, you don't hear nigga say shit like
hell
that.
Hell no.
You don't hear niggas talk about how a woman done dropped jewels.
You don't never. Mm-mm. They talk about the bitch might be better. I found the one better bitch. This bitch better than what I did have. Or them type of shit. The marriage going all right. I thought it was going to be fucked up. Bitch, you ain't said nothing about this damn woman and drop a jewel on your head. Never. Man, I done had plenty of conversation with motherfucking niggas. I ain't never. Bitch, drop something on me. Shit. Drop pussy on you. That's it. But never. And that's the conversation we need to be having. Boy, I got a bitch dropping jewel, nigga. Boy, y'all finna flourish then, nigga. If you haven't, you come to keep telling me you dropping jewel, nigga. You doing your part, nigga. Y'all up out of here. Y'all Erykah Badu shit dropped, buddy. That's why she had them nigga mind fucked up. Andre and Common knew they was in something that no other nigga was in, Harlem. They were this bitch dropping jewel. Nigga, go ask. I bet you Andre go ask 900 of his friends, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna be able to drop a jewel, nigga. Hell no. Erykah Badu doing it every day. That's why they head was fucked up. Cause she was rap.
Dropping straight
gang. Jewels every day.
Nigga, like,
she dude. Said that. What'd he say? That motherfucker taught me to learn how to use my right side of my brain to sell my left. Who nigga you know done said that bitch done did that? Shit. What nigga, you know what? I almost came by their mouth to say some shit like that.
I know.
The bitch done changed them up to make them use the left side of their brain instead of the right, nigga. That's some deep shit. A bitch do that for you.
That's switch your brain.
That's jewel dropping, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? Everybody is. She's special.
Hey, there's some special women out here.
Every nigga you
see
when you fuck the head.
There's some special women out here. They all can be damn special when they get back into the feminine energy and get out of this masculine shit.
Like, have you ever heard of them nigga say something like, they wasn't there. Motherfucking change up his thinking pattern from the left to the right side, nigga. Like, what? Nigga, who you with? Oh, you were Eric about, talking about that bitch just started off on and on. Damn, nigga. I'm surprised he had a lot of niggas come to him. I get these kids to get their mind fucked up. Got scared.
I still wanted that pussy to the day. Shit.
So that would make it scary that you be like, damn, this bitch gonna make me change my mind. But it's a good thing, nigga, though. I need to get in line with him and shit. That nigga bitch chain me. I need some change.
Well, I'm trying to damn tell you.
Make me use the other side of my
mind. And that crazy dude. How women don't even know that this is the shit that niggas looking for out your ass.
But it's scary, like, though. Niggas so is looking for bullshit.
This shit out your ass. Like, it's women think that man. Women think that we need them to have money.
They think that
we need them to goddamn clean the house. They think we need them to take care.
Figure this shit out.
To take care of the kids. We need your ass to help us figure this shit out.
These jewels dropping. Some jewels. Mind jewels, bitch.
Some real shit. Like, bitch, I need you to tap into the ethos and come back and tell me some real shit on how we supposed to navigate this motherfucker.
Make me say, mm-hmm, and yes, sir. That's it.
Like, to tell me how we supposed to navigate this shit on some real spiritual shit.
And then all the rest of it will come. What you think that byproduct shit? That will come. Follow suit. Get the major part out where everything else is easy picking. But I just realized, nigga said, I said, damn, you ain't never heard a nigga say that. A bitch done changed his mind. I think I was shit. That bitch powerful. That's why I come in here all fucked up, nigga. That's why I say it'll be scary at first, though. You get with a bitch doing like, this bitch changing me. Nigga, you got to sit back and be like, damn, that's a good thing. You have to teach yourself that it's a good thing. You used to the bullshit too long. You got to train yourself to be used to this motherfucker changing it for the better.
To accept that shit.
Accept that shit, nigga. It'll scare you first. Just don't pull out, nigga. Let it know that she rile. And say, shit, you doing some rile shit. And it's some good shit. And she made Drake comfortable with the chain. That motherfucker, big boy, everybody looking at him like he ain't give a fuck. Nigga, he do more. That motherfucker started dressing even more crazy. You say I'm crazy, I'm gonna show you crazy. Me and everybody do doing, she done changed me, nigga. Fuck you. Shit. Dre didn't give a fuck. To the day, nigga say, fuck folk. Yeah, man. I got dropped jewels, man. So I hope y'all listening, man. This is some deep ass shit. If y'all ain't caught it yet, this deep, then you're shallow, nigga. Shallow as hell. It's a deep ass topic here, nigga. Like my partner said, man, you bitches want you to think about the wrong thing. Money, I need to give money. Need the bitch, I need you to free. I need some free shit from you.
That's what the fuck we
But it's expensive
for.
Than a motherfucker.
Than a motherfucker. It's free, valuable as hell.
Valuable as hell, but it's free.
But it's free.
To this world, we call it free.
It's freer than a motherfucker.
It's not materialistic.
But it's valuable, though. Like, that's what the fuck niggas is really seeking out of women. Some real shit. Like, give me some real ass shit.
For real. For real.
I think a lot of people live in a motherfucking fantasy, man. And therefore, they can't give you nothing real. Because they foundation ain't built off nothing real. Foundation built off bullshit.
Mm. females the wisdom to be like and take away that female mentality, thinking of he supposed to be the one leading me. Like I bring up Erykah Badu again. She got the common sense and the smarts to know, one of us know, let me talk with him and he can get me on it. I'll be the starter. But I know that I'm the one that got the most strength to change the motherfucker. It don't matter about he supposed to be leading me type shit. I'm the one to tell him to play tennis back with me to help me out. All it is just who want to be the starter. Quit arguing about who the starter is. The man or the woman, the man.
You mean like you talking about like who take the initiative?
Yeah, the initiative. Or who got the good, or how I'm with this man. I'm with Erykah Badu or Dre and be like, I'm leading this motherfucker. It's another man out there who might can tell me something off the rip why I'm leading this motherfucker. But she had the sense enough to be like, bitch, nigga, fuck another man. I'm with you. You listening. Let me lead your ass. I'll be the leader, so you can end up being the leader later if you even had to be. But I lead. The point is, the bottom line was, nigga, I know some shit. I'm more powerful than you in the mind. So, but yeah, girl got a lot of wisdom, boy. That motherfucker. She got it, bro. And she so bold-headed like she a nigga, like, nigga, I take charge. Y'all just follow me and I'll play off you, nigga. Because the bottom line was, I know I got something in my head. That most motherfuckers ain't got, so I have to be the leader.
Bitch, you too. I was out there and wear that ass out, too.
Boy, I have to be the leader. Oh, I
know that shit. Man, that shit done have me like, nigga, I'm amped about your ass. I'm ready to fuck you. Like, I'm ready.
Charge, man. I ain't talking about taking charge in the bedroom.
I'm ready to give you the dick.
Take charge, boy.
Like, bitch, you gonna teach me something?
Just imagine her mind frame and take charge in that world. Just imagine her sex game.
I know.
She gonna take charge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She
get on
probably,
there and wear your ass.
She probably fuck you real good. Like, fuck you real good. Frame. Yeah, I know.
Take charge, motherfucker.
I know. But see, that's her. Also hood. That's also a woman in no masculine energy, though. You know what I'm saying?
But which she in a good way, though.
Which can eventually be a turnoff and she don't know where to turn it off.
Yeah. This spiritual, her shit spiritual, Joe.
Yeah, shit, our spiritual journey to go on a journey with her ass, too. God damn, put some good dick off in her. She just don't know it.
Yes. I don't think Janelle Monae like her. But Janelle might get in here.
Like she can get some good dick, too.
She might get in here. I think another powerful motherfucker.
It ain't many, man.
Oprah just gonna give you some money tips and she don't know shit.
I ain't heard too many of them talking about no real power shit, which is, I know it's some out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know it's some out there. It ain't no such thing as ain't nothing out there. Yeah, but that is definitely what niggas is seeking. Like, be the shaman y'all used to be. Goddamn, drop me some goddamn straight wisdom. Like, some wisdom, some shit I ain't thought about. Just drop it on me.
Like Queen T for one of them, bitch.
She might be. Her being gay ain't got shit to do with it.
But she always talk power. Could be. She into her buddy. She playing that motherfucker. Living Single, even that show Living Single, nigga, she was the boss in that motherfucker.
Damn. I'm gonna tell you.
Equalize. Like,
you know
equalize.
What I thought about, nigga? Ain't nothing more prettier than a masculine-ass woman that willing to humble herself and take some dick. Like, she will show you that, nigga, you still a man.
Still a man, but I hold my own.
But she hold on, because, nigga, I'm going to lay on my back for you. Yeah. I'm going to open my legs for you.
Both sides.
Nigga, I'm
going to
get on my knees for you. I'm going to get on my hands and knees for you, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I'm showing you that you still a man.
But we going to talk. But we face-to-face talking.
Like, nigga, nigga, you still a man. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't take that from you. Only way I can take that from you is not give you no pussy. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can take that from you. If I don't give you no pussy, I'm taking it from you, that you a man. But if I still willing to give you a pussy, I still acknowledge that you a man. And I think currently women have that shit have fallen to the wayside a little bit, because you got some women that want to battle and argue and still put up the fight, but they'll still fuck you though. They'll still bend over and lay on their back and do all that shit. But to them, that don't mean nothing. It's like, nigga, I needed some dick, nigga, you provided it. It don't mean nothing as far as they didn't see it as I'm a woman and he's a man. He giving, I'm receiving. I'm the one that's being submissive in this picture. I'm the one that's laying on my back, opening my legs. I'm the one that's getting on my hands and knees. Like, that shit just passes them, because it's all about, yeah,
I got
you. You see what I'm saying?
So they go through that motion in their mind, they'll start to see the whole thing about the masculinity and what the shit.
Exactly. The nature, they not paying attention to the nature.
To show them the way.
They ain't looking at nature to guide the path, to guide the way.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking elsewhere, you ain't going to get it.
That's right.
That's the only way to see
it. That's the only way to see it. Mm-hmm. Nature is the only way to see what the fuck, how we got them to do this shit. Nature.
And that was the deepest part of why man and woman were created.
That's right.
It's the guy. It ain't even about the baby or nothing. Making the baby. It's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that shit. Yeah. It's deeper than that. And we got to start looking at this shit on all levels. On all levels.
For sex and all man and woman is sex will be for a guide. To guide your mind right to get you how to make it through this world.
Yeah, because we can't make it. We got to do it together. But they got everybody thinking, oh, because we got money now, I can do it by myself. Man think he can do it by himself. Woman thinks she can do it by her damn self. I got money now, nigga. I don't need nobody. It got us fucked up. Mentally. All this shit is about is me and you. That's all this shit is about. Whether it's me and you, the man, the woman, or me and you, man, the man. It's all about us. It ain't about the car, the house, the money. It ain't about none of that shit. It's about us.
And then people don't look at why they say big sin is adultery. Meaning, it's all about, people ain't really broke down what that meant. Why is a sin, big sin, adultery? Meaning, life see it as when you done found that one, you don't pull get off that path. Once your light been shined, that you found your one and got married, and you cut out on that, that means you cutting the path of what you was already on, nigga. You going backwards, like, nigga, I'll get you up out of here. That's a sin, nigga. You was on your path. I don't care if you waited till you 50 years old, but when you found that motherfucker, stay on that path. When you get married, nigga, don't cut out on it. Ain't cutting out on a person, nigga. It's cutting out on the situation. Shit, nigga. You ain't about cutting out on the person, nigga. It's about the situation. You cutting out on that path, nigga. That's why it's a sin. You're cutting out on the path, nigga.
You cutting out on the
come
path.
Come on, nigga.
I feel you. Come on, nigga. I feel you.
Nigga.
I feel you. That nigga say you cutting out on the situation. God damn. Because once you done said that's your nigga.
Universe take it as that nigga and don't get off of the path of what everybody was told to find.
I feel that.
And once you found the motherfucker, why you getting off that motherfucker?
I feel that.
Now you got consequences.
I feel that. I feel
you would never had no consequence even if you went to the casket without finding it. I can't fault you, nigga. You never found it. Nigga, you found it and got off. Okay, you got consequences coming to your head, nigga. You done did the I do, nigga. You in your mind, nigga, I see you said I do. You on the path. What you get off that motherfucker for?
Now, that's right.
I got to come whoop you now.
Because once you say I do, nigga, that mean you on that path.
Yeah, I got to come whoop you now.
And that mean you definitely on that path.
I got to come whoop you. I got to come get you. Because
it's a commitment. Once you committed, nigga, you committed. You on that path.
And that's what the path ought to be.
That path ought to be to the end of the road.
Now, how I put it again? The situation. Yeah, you ain't cutting out on the person. You cutting out on the situation. The universe hold you to that decision you made.
Damn right. Okay. Shit, somebody got to hold you. Yeah, we got to figure this shit out. So that we can goddamn... You know, everybody, we all talking about a lot of shit because I listen to different talk shows or podcasts or whatever, and everybody talking about a lot of shit. And you only have very few talking about nature. You have very few talking about nature. Like nature is just something that's beyond what the fuck niggas, people can see. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, let's stop looking out there. And come back to the basics, cause that's what the fuck we got to go back to the foundation. Especially as black folk got to get back to the basics.
Stop trying to sound so smart on a byproduct shit.
Yeah, I'm right. Black people got to get back to the basics, cause there's a lot of shit we just missing because we away from the basics. We living outside of self. Like, self ought to be the one, what you reflect on the most. Self and nature. What is my nature? What is nature in the world?
And fuck around and get fulfillment outside of yourself. And that gets you where you can easily go to the casket without getting back to the base.
Yeah, getting back, yeah. Got
that fulfillment on that, the bullshit out there.
Yeah.
Feel like you fulfilled. I got the, I'm the smartest motherfucker out there. Yeah. You ain't get to the basic though.
I got the car. I got the house. I done got all this external shit.
I got about figured women. Yeah, I got a good wife.
And sometimes you even got the man or the woman. And you still ain't fulfilled. Because you ain't got to the basics within self. What is my nature?
Inside.
Damn right. It's all about the inside. And that's what a woman was supposed to help us with. But they want to help us with money. They want to help us with getting a bigger house, getting a flashier car. They want to help us with that versus helping us with our mindset. Helping us with creation. Help us with understanding the bullshit. Like they want to help. I give women that. They like, nigga, I got all these degrees, nigga, I'm valuable. She want to help. She definitely want to help. I give the woman that. She definitely want to help the black man. She want to help. She just helping in the way we don't need. We need you to be that spiritual head as you supposed to be.
The fuck the car keep on?
That's a different car right there, ain't it? Yeah, but why they keep doing that shit, though?
Back to back.
They keep doing the same shit like some deja vu shit. Nigga, it might be them nigga might have opened a portal up or something. Like, nigga, there's some... Two car doing the same shit.
Motherfucker, remember the trend for a truck dealer?
That not the same. That might be the same damn car.
Remember the trend for a truck dealer early.
What damn trend
for? That truck without the back on it. Went down there, turned around, and came back.
I wasn't even paying no attention.
Yeah,
trend
for
a
truck dealer early when the sun was still
out. Oh, really?
The fuck going on?
No. But yeah.
I was here pondering, man.
What you pondering on, man?
Yeah, I would say to a lot of times, like saying myths and stuff, y'all know about myths and saying, a lot of times they'll say something, and I'm finna hit y'all with a jewel. A lot of times motherfucker will say something, but it could have been a deeper way to say it to help a motherfucker get it. Meaning, what they say, y'all, money root of all evil. What's something stronger that made it click where a motherfucker might click, but they knew not to say that word. Material is the root of all evil. So you wanted me to concentrate on just money, but you didn't say material.
Mm-hmm.
Material meant everything, cause all
everything.
See, but when you said money, everybody's mind might go to just money. Nigga, why you didn't say material?
Mm-hmm.
Why the money root all? Why you say material is the root of all evil? That's included some more shit than money. Mm-hmm. So y'all be weary of when somebody say something, nigga. If it's a bigger word to help you get it, nigga, it was for a reason. That they didn't put that, give you that bigger word. They have a bigger outlook on it. On the statement, cop, nobody. Have a bigger outlook on the statement, nigga. It's a reason they didn't give you a bigger outlook, nigga. Can I get amen?
That I'm about fucked up. I know that.
Money root out motherfucker material.
Material. Exterior shit is the root. Exterior is how you look to other people. All ego shit is exterior.
All that shit.
Ego shit is exterior shit.
But they just give you one thing to concentrate on, money.
Money.
More nigga. That's what we got here. More nigga.
And the most valuable shit is integrity and character and honest and all this shit. That's the spiritual shit.
People with.
Man, life is about getting to the, we got to get to the depths of this shit. And people think the deep shit is the goddamn astrophysicists and the goddamn alchemical processes and all that shit. And the deepest shit is the most simplest, the basics. That's why common sense hard to come by. Because it's the basics. The basic shit is the most hardest shit to come by. Cause they done gave you all this external shit.
Book smart college.
Yeah.
That type of smart.
Yeah, like you got, like, even the legal, like, I always go back to the legal system cause I just can't stand the government personally. Like, nigga, they come up with all these rules that they call laws. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga.
Make you go steady on that shit.
Yeah, for some bullshit. Like, nigga, let's just stick with the basics, nigga. These niggas is creating any thought that they can possibly use
to throw you off
and to make money off the fact that you've been thrown off. It's all about money. You know what I'm saying? The money. And the money, again, go back to what the fuck they really is material. Cause they, I was in court one day and that bitch ass nigga said the judge, he was like, let's get back to business. I'm like, back to business? I'm like, nigga, you think people lives you talking about?
He's in the bottom.
Yeah, this nigga talking about back to business as usual and shit. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, nigga, I'm sitting here, nigga, you just gave a motherfucker 5 years. You just, like, nigga, you talking about that's business, nigga? I'm like, nigga, hell no. I can't accept that as business, nigga. You fucking up people's lives. Taking away people's lives. And talking about it's just business. If it's just business, nigga, then accept this birth certificate, motherfucker. And goddamn, and write it off like you already do. Monetize it. Nigga, don't be sending me away for no 5 years.
And I can barter.
Yeah. Well, we can barter this bitch out, nigga. Like, don't. See, that's the problem with how the white man do this business. Like, they don't tell you the whole. They ain't with the full disclosure shit. They gonna tell you partial. They like, fuck full disclosure, nigga. We gonna give you partial disclosure. Like, nigga, you didn't tell me we could barter this shit out. Nigga, you told me that if I disobey, nigga, I got to go to jail. You didn't tell me that I can literally pay this shit off. Like, nigga, you didn't tell me no matter what I do, nigga, I can goddamn write a check. Like, you didn't tell me that part. You made me think I had to go to jail. You didn't tell me I could write a check.
Like you just said, it's business.
It's business.
Business, all I know is business doesn't deal with the exchange, hand to hand with money.
It's business. It's business as usual, nigga. Business got to do with money.
I'm trying to tell you. business ain't got to you bang a gavel and I go do some tax.
That's right. That ain't business. No,
that business got to be on both hand sides. They both got to be agreement.
That's right.
Damn, so they agree and go to go do these fights.
That's right. That's right. Ain't nobody. Agreeing to that shit. So what it boiled down
so
to
how's the business?
Is perception of business.
My life. Oh boy, I'm getting it. I told you
come out of a prison.
Shit, boy.
That's
life there,
man. Without a heartbeat. That is. Everything is living.
It's how you look at that view, that shit, and what it did for you. It's all about what a motherfucker, your feelings. That motherfucker got you a feeling. And motherfucker, that life to me, it might not be life to you because it didn't work for you in your life. That truck didn't take me there, so it ain't life to me, but it's life to Kendrick.
Right.
If you got the concept life means just life to everybody, no, motherfucker, the shit separate. If that truck did it for Kendrick, then do it for me, Tarzan Momo. It ain't life to us, it's life to that nigga.
That's right.
Because he got him there. Come on now. Come on, boy. I told you I'm here, boy.
That's right.
That's life to that nigga. Ain't shit to us, but it's life to him.
And it ain't made of flesh and blood either.
That's what I was saying, that heartbeat, boy. That's life, bro. It's about the feeling and what it did. Right? It helped you conquer some shit.
Right.
Ain't everybody looking for the Lord to help them conquer some shit?
That's right.
Motherfucker, that shit helped me conquer. That nigga, that damn near God to me. It helped me conquer. It did the same thing your ass prayed to God for to do for you.
That damn sure.
Cut
down
what I was trying to go
with.
It did the same purpose.
It
then you call on God to conquer some shit for you.
There
then
you
that truck conquer some shit for
there
that nigga.
There you go. That's the I am.
Damn.
The I am.
Should have deserved the same title.
That's right. That's right.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, yeah, you got it, amen.
Yeah, shit, boy.
A living thing. It's a living thing.
To that one nigga.
To that nigga. To his life. To your life.
Mm.
It's a living thing to your life. Because you want a flower to grow, you got to give it life. You gotta give it life. Give life, receive life.
I don't know what the title gonna be, nigga. You can come up with a title for that. That's a good start right there. Telling people some deep shit. The value material. They tell you don't the value material, motherfucker. You don't want to see the Bible trying to trick you and tell you don't value shit that will really get your ass through this motherfucker. If God down here literally on his back carrying your ass to that job, that truck is here. I'm getting in that motherfucker. He getting me there. He getting me there. That motherfucker getting me there.
Right.
See, everybody take the concept. I pray to the Lord for it to crank up to get me there. Nigga, give me a praise too.
Right. Because God is out.
He had to work through that. Why you won't get a praise that the Lord had to work through to get you there?
That's right.
So you just going to kill out the middleman and give it all. Then the Lord had to work through that. He wasn't literally down here on his back to get you there. He had to work through something to get your ass there.
There you go.
And why you can't get a praise or something he had to work through?
Come on, boy, you better.
Give me something.
They don't want to give praise to what got you there.
Yeah, but come on. But you going to get a praise to the one that just worked through it. He had to work through the guy, had to be in the truck to work through it, but you'll give me praise to the horse that got me there. Them horsepower that got me there.
Ain't gonna think.
Cut the middleman. Why does it cut the middleman out?
Godly.
Cut the middleman out. And that's what all we live out on the street. Cut the middleman out. But nah, nigga, you're fucking up. You could get a middleman praise, nigga. He got some cut in it too, nigga. He helped you get that drug deal, nigga. Give him some praise.
Yeah, right.
And don't cut him out. It might be some benefit if you keep him in. Shit. Jump that nigga in, nigga. They'll do it in blood, nigga. That shit in blood, nigga. Man, come on, bro. They don't feel me. They don't feel me, pimp. They don't feel me.
Oh, shoot, boy.
But they don't hear me, though. They don't hear me, though. Deep shit.
Hell yeah, deep shit. Deep shit. Deep shit, cause everything is living. Everything, right.
It's about a feeling.
That metal truck living. It's living. Based off its physical properties. That shit is living. It's living.
Cause about feelings. If it contributed to your feeling, nigga. The living thing. give a fuck what ain't got a heartbeat, what ain't, nigga, that he contribute to my feel good.
Yeah.
To get there. Think I can give praise to feel good in the evil world when they barely, very rarely to come by a good feeling. And that truck gave me a good feeling. Shit. I'll be damn, I ain't gonna praise that motherfucker.
All right.
How rare good feeling come by too? Shit.
Cause the I am became the truck in the time of need. Whatever you need, I am. Boy.
Contributed to my feelings.
I'm trying to tell
my
you.
My good feeling. I was down. That truck gave me a lift up. Helped me accomplish some shit.
Right.
Straight up, man. Yeah. Every time you cut grass, that lawnmower with that thing, he did something for you.
Mm-hmm.
He crunked right up and cut that grass for you.
I am was there.
So they wouldn't grow up and snake get at your head.
I am was there. Came through.
It came through in the clutch, nigga. Didn't tap on you. They ain't have to spend money. People don't, that's another thing I'm gonna do too. Dissect every single time something happened, nigga. It's due to give praise, bro. Cause he did not have to crank up that time. Everything, boy, come on now.
Yeah.
Shit don't happen. That's what I told mama too. I've been through it so much, man. Sometimes I cry and shit, and I see that I'm grateful. I'm a lot more grateful now and stuff. Something happened, like breathing, nigga. I done been down 3 times where I couldn't breathe, nigga. I wake up in the morning, like right now, nigga, I can take deep breaths, nigga. I'm grateful, bro. I'm grateful as hell, nigga, that I can breathe. You know how many people, ain't nobody thinking about breathing, nigga, if you ain't never been through something where your ass can't breathe, take 2 steps in. You ain't grateful for that. It's just something that you do.
That's real.
Nigga, I'm grateful about breath, nigga.
That's real.
I'm grateful. Every time that lawnmower cut up, nigga, damn, you cut this yard for me this time, and I ain't have to go spend no money to fix you to cut the motherfucker.
That's right.
That's gratefulness every time.
That's right.
And that will help you get your what God powers up, because you understanding that ain't nothing promised to your ass. Nigga,
nothing.
Be grateful every time. Don't wait till the end of the year and say, the lawnmower got me through the whole season, nigga. To do that shit every time it crank up, nigga. And help your black ass cut that grass. And you ain't have to spend no money to go to the shop to fix it, then cut the grass. Boy, that's grateful, nigga. Thank you, lawnmower. I ain't have to spend no money on your ass if you cut the grass for me. Shit. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to start giving more praise. I can work on it. I hope I can get it all the way through. Like, I know that's what probably helped boost your godness in you and stuff, since good karma your way and stuff, cause you're aware. You definitely doing something everybody don't do. Don't nobody do that shit every time, man. They just go on, it's when it get routine, they get their routine. They forget about it. The world look, oh, you a forgetful nigga. What I'm gonna bless you for and you forgetful ass nigga. You need to praise me every time something happen for you and this evil motherfucker. Gossip.
That's good gossip.
That boy. I'm on it, boy. I know I'm finna have to depart your ass. See, that's the devil. Now we're gonna have to depart on the bed day. We need to be out here at 12 midnight recording some gangster. Some of that gangster, but we got to go, though. See, there ain't nobody but devil right there. Niggas, I'm tired. I'm gonna let the devil do his work. Shit.